Hello everybody and welcome to this fourth video of this game programming series. In the previous video we start creating the game level and we create the asteroids and the ship entities. For this video we will create the environment and add some effects of this thing, okay? So let's start doing the background, the environment. So WaveNG has an interesting component for doing a background scenario, which is the skybox. The skybox represents exactly that, a skybox which you can assign a cube map and renders the complete environment. So for assigning that into our game, we have to add that component into the camera 3D. For example, this camera, we select it and we add a new component, and in the add component dialog we can type skybox. Here it is, and you can see the component properties, the orientation, which allows you to change the skyboard preference, but for now it's okay. If we select in the cube map path slot, we can check the space background cube map, and that's it. If we save and we simulate this thing, we can see the background, which is pretty awesome. It's much more realistic. So, okay, we want to add the stars and a planet at the background. It's not a good idea putting the stars into the skybox because that will force us to make a huge cube map with a huge resolution. So that's not good for performance. So instead of that, we have a model just for that, which is the environment model, which has we created with lot of small stars with small planes. And if we create that, we drag it into a scene. We have this huge amount of stars and this big black box here, which is a plane. We will allocate the planet texture, okay? So first of all, we have to start creating the materials for the stars and the material for the planet, like we did before for the ship and the asteroids. Okay, so we click on the materials folder, click right click and click on create material. So first of all, we will start with the planet. This texture of here is a really cool texture. We disable the lighting because this is just a plane in the background, it won't be affected by lighting. And click on the alpha layer that will hide the transparent parts. Really nice. I think that's for now. We can click on create and rename it like planet's mat, planet material, and then the same but with the stars material. Click on the stars texture. We disable the lighting. And this time we will add this material to the additive layer. We will make it shine like a star. Yeah, we have two materials. So if we select the recently created object, we can assign the materials for. But first of all, we will place it into the zero point and name it into background. And like we did with the chip, we didn't rename it. Star mat, sorry, and do that again. Planet mat and stars mat. So here we have the planet, we have the huge amount of stars, and this is much better than putting them into the cube map, and that allow us to make a really high resolution planet texture. And if we click on the simulate button, now we'll see a really amazing environment, space environment. Now for the last part, we will add the thrust effect. We have here the thrust, and now we will create it in a different way. For example, we can create an empty entity and start adding the different components to show you how to operate with them. So we create a new empty entity that only has a Transform 3D. We call it thrust and place it into the center point. So if we click on the Add button and type model, we can see the different components that we can add. If we click on Model Renderer, it will detect that the model renderer needs a model object, and then the model object at the same time needs a materials map. So Wave Engine will ask all those components. You can see it has the model component and the materials map component. They are empty for now, so we can add the thrust model, which is huge. This is the default texture, don't get alarmed. And we can scale down like we did with the chip. The 10%. And then we have to create again the material for that. So right click on it, create material, select the thrust texture. Again, we need to add the additive layer and disable the lighting. Change the sample mode. Instead of linear wrap, we can linear clamp. That will avoid the mosaic effect. And as you see, there's no white point here. Okay, so we click on create. And assign it to the thrust object. We can place it here. For now. So we will add a new component here and click again into the spinner component. We will make it rotate. So we want to rotate in this axis, in the Z axis. So if we click, for example, like 50. So if we click in the simulate button, we'll see the thrust effect here. We can make it faster. For example, 80, and click on the simulate again to see it. I think it's pretty cool. Now the next thing we want to do is to add that component as a child of the chip. Okay, so for doing that, we can drag thrust entity into the chip entity like this. So up, we have to move again the object and legs back to the one scale because because the parent object is scaled into the 10th%, we have to keep the 100% to the child object. And if we move again, we can place it again into this point. And the next error is that Wave Engine maintains the hierarchy. So if we move this object, you can see that the thrust is going with him. So the next part we want to do is add another two thrust entities. So for doing that, we can click on duplicate. For doing things easier, we will select all the asteroids and move them away, then put the chip into the zero point. These two. We'll rename it to thrust 2, and we add it into the chip, and we can place it like this. Can place here, and we can change the scale reflecting the different shape of the engine. And we just can duplicate this item. And add it to the chip. And again, let's place in the new engine, and here we have. Sorry, we have to remove these spinner components because they are not cool for this one. We have this awesome chip with these awesome asteroids and this really awesome background. So this finished the basic string creation. We've put all the different elements into this thing. On the next chapter, we will start adding behaviors and components, creating our custom component, and you will learn how to start adding your gameplay into our games and how to program at the same time in your IDE and at the same time with Wave Editor. Okay, so stay tuned, and I hope you really like this video and keep watching us. Thank you.